morning, church. Welcome to worship today. There are a few announcements. Pastor Ben could not be with us today because unfortunately he has come down with COVID-19. He invites your prayers for him and some of the staff and the kids from Camp Tar Hollow who have contracted the virus. He's grateful that his symptoms remain manageable. He's very much looking forward to being back with us this week, and he's sad that he's missing today. So we send our prayers to him. Brown Bags and Big Ideas will not meet tomorrow. The Christian Education Committee will meet tomorrow, which is July 25th at 7 o'clock here at the church. Elders will also meet tomorrow at 7 o'clock on Zoom. Sign-up forms for Camp Bethany, that's grades 3 through 6, and it's August 1st through August 5th. Those registrations are due as soon as possible. Please remember that your children could be eligible also for a camp scholarship through the church as well. Cares and Prayers will meet this Wednesday at 1 o'clock here at the church. And I'd like to remind you again about our birthday Sunday. Next Sunday, the last Sunday of the month, will be Birthday Sunday. Please consider signing up to provide a cake for Birthday Sunday. The sign-up sheet is in the narthex down at the bottom of the steps where you come up to the sanctuary. You'll need to contact Linda Karcher for payment arrangements. The pre-orders for the daily texts are due by August 13th, and that's so we can get a 10% discount. We want to send in one big order and hope, you know, to keep the costs down. A sign-up sheet for that is in the narthex. On August 21st, looking forward to worshiping at Shunbrun Village, and there will be a potluck lunch afterwards. Please rise as we extend the great wave of fellowship. And please remain standing then as we join together in the watchword for the week, which comes from Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Lord, teach us to pray. Please be seated. We are very happy to have our fourth Sunday choir back, and I'm looking forward to hearing from them this morning.
This time we're going to have our liturgy for camping ministry. Please stand. Mighty God, since you first used your hand to carve hillsides and form lakes, to fashion fields and create canyons, since you first decorated your world with waterfalls and wildflowers, sand beaches and sunsets, since you first planted a lush garden and populated it with all living beings, your magnificence has been clear through your work of creation. We thank you and praise you, magnificent God, for the world you have provided, a place to live and to call home. Since you first used the drama of fire, the whisper of wind, the peace of calm waters, you have spoken to your people through nature and your people have responded. The chance to listen for your voice and watch for your signs today is as important as ever.
May we stop and listen. May we widen our gaze and look for your presence that is always surrounding us.
When we leave our busy lives behind and we enter into the peacefulness of the forest, when we set our minds and hearts on you,
we thirst for your inspiration.
We are blessed to have a variety of Moravian church camps throughout the world that mold and shape many lives.
Our camps are sacred spaces. We pray that they may always be a safe place to build relationships which honor and glorify Christ.
May the moments of love that have been experienced at camp be life-changing and renewing in mind, body, and spirit.
For the many lives that have been touched by your Holy Spirit, through our camping ministries, we give you thanks, O Lord.
May our camp leaders have visions and our campers dream dreams, so that our camping ministries may continue to bless many faithful followers in the years to come.
We know that you are with us, Lord, at all times.
In moments when we feel empty and alone, fill our cup until it overflows. When we need encouragement to continue down the path set before us,
Blow through us like a mighty rushing wind.
When we hear your call to serve our neighbor,
may we remember that Jesus is the friend next to us.
When the worries of today begin to overbear us, may we remember that you are our strength. When we feel as though we have lost our way, may we remember that every step we take, we take in you, Lord. Christ Jesus, give us strength for today.
For we know joy comes with the morning.
In the name of God who has created this world, and of Jesus Christ who gives meaning to our lives, and of the Holy Spirit who is with us in all places, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.
Our first reading today is Genesis 18, 20 through 32. Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great that their sin is so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." The men turned away and went toward Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him, "Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare place for the sake of 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not judge all the earth do right?" The Lord said, "If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Then Abraham spoke up again, "Now that I have been so bold to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for the lack of 5 people?" "If I find 45 there," he said, "I will not destroy it." Once again he spoke to him, "What if only 40 are found there?" He said, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there?" He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." Abraham said, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there?" He said, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "May the Lord may not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there?" He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." Our second reading is Luke 11, 1 through 13. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' Suppose this one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Let us pray. May the word I have read, Lord, be planted deeply in our minds and hearts. Help us to not walk away and forget it, but to meditate on it and obey it, and so build our lives on the rock of your truth. Amen.
The prayer concerns for today. We pray for Tar Hollow. We give thanks for a wonderful week of camp. Our kids and staff had a great spirit-led week. We ask prayers for any campers and staff that have come down with COVID. We pray that their symptoms remain mild and manageable. Dot Traxel, she passed away last month at New Dawn. She and her husband Gary were married for 56 years. They both were longtime members of the Stamp Club and friends of the Swinnermans. We uplift prayers of healing for the following people: Jim Ferrone, Lisa, Corey Smith, Donna Swaldo, Tammy Reynolds, Janet West, Sharon Yoder, Lynn Reitman, Tim Reynolds, Tammy Bennett, Corey Beisel, Dave Poole, Ryan Castor. We uplift in prayer those who have COVID-19 or are recovering from COVID-19. We continue to pray for the health, safety, and peace of our world. We pray for the many people who continue to be impacted by COVID, especially the Omicron variant. We pray especially for all those working in wings and intensive care units that help COVID patients. We pray for peace in the Ukraine, its thousands of refugees, and our entire world. Let us pray. God of everlasting love, you generously provide all things for us. We pray for people everywhere. Make your way known to them, your saving power among all nations. We pray for the welfare of your church here on earth. Guide and govern it by your good spirit, so that all who call themselves Christians may be led in the way of truth and hold the faith and unity of spirit in the bond of peace and in righteousness of life. We commend to your fatherly goodness all who are afflicted or distressed in body, mind, or circumstances. Relieve them according to their needs. Give them patience in their sufferings and deliver them from all their afflictions. All this we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
At this time, we turn to our offering. We continue to thank everyone that has donated online. There is a collection plate in the back, so for anyone that would like to make an in-person donation, please try to serve that offering.
Praise your name, and our hands and feet be used in service to build your kingdom. Amen. You may be seated. Will the children please come forward for the children's message?
You want to have a seat on the floor? We don't need this. Let's just move that. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you. Is this all we have? Any young of heart children? No. We're good. All right. So we get to do the fun stuff. Can you read what that says up there? Knock, knock, who's there? I'm sure you've heard of knock, knock jokes, right? Knock, knock. Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Why are you crying? Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tank. You want to say it louder than that? I can't hear you, Brandon. Tank who? You're welcome. Am I better than your dad?
Yes.
Good. I'm better than Ross. Knock, knock.
Canoe,
come out and play. Do you have a knock knock joke?
No.
No. Aubrey? No. Brandon? No. No? Who else has a knock knock joke? Who's got a good one? Paige.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Gorilla.
Gorilla who?
Cheese.
I like that. Please gorilla me a sandwich. Gorilla Mia cheese. I like it. Anybody else got a knock knock? All right.
Knock knock.
Oh, who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne the bathtub, I'm drowning.
Oh, no. Dwayne the bathtub, I'm drowning. Good one. The Bible tells us about a time that Jesus was talking about knock, knock, knocking. Did you hear the scripture that Ross was reading about knocking? I know you guys were probably busy concentrating on other things. But the scripture was telling us one day Jesus was teaching his friends, the disciples, how to pray. And he said to them, let's say you went to a friend's house late at night. So what do? Right? And you said to your friend, I need to borrow some bread. I have a friend visiting and I have nothing to feed him. And what if the answer you got from your friend was, I can't help you right now. It's late and we're in bed. And you say, but what if you keep knocking on the door? Right? Jesus said, if you knock so long that you wake everyone in the neighborhood, your friend will get up and give you some bread. You think that would happen? You go to your friend's house and you knock and you say, I need this. And he says, it's late, go away, we're in bed. And you say, and you knock a little bit louder. And he says, go away, we're in bed. And you go, and you knock a little louder. And before you know it, all the neighbor's lights go on, right? You think your friend's going to get up and give you whatever it is you need? He is not going to be happy about it. You're right. But he's going to do it, right? Jesus used this story to tell his friends and us to knock on God's door by asking for what you need. He says, everyone who asks will get what he asks for. Everyone who looks will find what he is looking for. Everyone who knocks will have the door opened for him. Jesus said a prayer is a way to ask, seek, and knock. Jesus doesn't have a door we can knock on, right? Jesus doesn't have a phone we can text him and say, I'm like really need this, right? Jesus doesn't have that. So how do we talk to Jesus and say, I need this? You pray. So the disciples said to him, teach us to pray. Do you know what that prayer is called that the disciples said when they said to Jesus, well, teach us to pray? You have any idea what that prayer is called? Sometimes we sing it or sometimes we say it. Any idea? Ryland has it. It's right there. It's right there. It's called the Lord's Prayer. So, what we're going to do is, everybody stand up, and we're going to face the screen. And there's the Lord's Prayer. So let's say it together. Can y'all read? Y'all readers, right? So we're going to read it together. Can you say it with me? Right? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So Jesus said to them, here's how you're going to pray. You're going to pray our Father. You're going to pray to God. What does that mean, hallowed be thy name? What does that mean? You think it's important?
Yes.
It means that name is special. That name is sacred. That name is wonderful. And they're saying, you know what? We want the earth here to be just like heaven. Help us get our food every day. Help us to forgive other people when they wrong us because we want to be forgiven as well. And don't tempt us with bad things. Lead us away from evil. Keep us safe because everything about you, the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever and ever. Amen. Okay. Let's do a quick prayer. On top of that prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these children. We ask that you keep them safe, that you keep them growing, that you keep them wise, you keep them loving. And Lord God, we ask this in your name. Amen. All right. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
Let's join together in our hymn, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. I'm going to share with you today Pastor Ben's reflections on Camp Tar Hollow. Writing my camp reflections from the couch, recovering from COVID, is definitely not the way I planned to share about my week at camp. However, I do not want this to put a damper on what turned out to be a great spirit-led camp for our 47 campers and over 20 staff. We were blessed to have almost half of our campers be first-year campers. First of all, it was great to be back in the beautiful settings of Tar Hollow State Park. It is a gorgeous setting where God's creation can be breathed in by many. There is no air conditioning or internet, and the cabins are modest and are a hike to get to. But many of our campers wouldn't have it any other way. It's a great setting to build a community with kids from Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, and Virginia. Our program was led by Bishop Sam Gray from the Southern Province. We were incredibly blessed to have him. His program was called CrossFit, as we looked at how our faith in Jesus interacts with many different segments of our lives. Sam would share the story of a biblical character each day and the story of a modern Moravian missionary. We heard about a young Moravian girl in the Czech Republic who donated $1,000 to help a school in Sierra Leone. She inspired many churches in her area to give generously. We heard about that school in Sierra Leone that was started by Moravian missionaries from North Carolina, who saw that the teen pregnancy rate was a major issue because there was no middle school, and now they have classes 7th through 12th grade for hundreds of students. They have also severely curbed that teen pregnancy rate in the children attending the school. Sam talked about Jesus calling us to both prayer and action in our lives. We meditated on John 14, verse 6 in our small groups. Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Sam reminded us that Jesus is the way that shows us to truth in Scripture, which guides us on how to live our lives. I was blessed to share worship responsibilities this past week with Pastor John Wallace from Dover and the Reverend Cynthia Rader Geyer, our director to Young Adult Ministries. Pastor John every morning did a spirited rendition of a moment in Moravian history, and he dressed in costume to teach the kids about Gregory the Patriarch, John Huss, Comenius, Zinzendorf, and others. For our faith walk, we creatively walked through the 23rd Psalm. We heard from a shepherd from West Salem. We walked down in green pastures. We were led through the valley of the shadow of death. And we ended in the main lodge for a love feast celebrating God's presence everywhere. Three of our regional youth councils gave powerful testimonies about how God is present in their lives. For our covenant night, I invited kids to think about how God calls each of us to serve, and he uses our gifts in a unique and personal way. All of us are good enough to serve God, even though our insecurities often keep us from serving. I wanted our kids to let go of those insecurities by writing them on water balloons and throwing them at a rather large fish decorated by Pastor John. Our kids also raised thousands of dollars during their mission dinner and church pledges like ours for a new emerging ministry called You Belong in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I want to give a big shout out to our current regional youth council. They were down to 5 members, but they displayed fantastic leadership. They are Finn Feldison from Michigan, Rachel Payden from Dover, Emily Harker and Ashley Chambers from Hope, Indiana, and our very own Jacob Cannon. I encouraged all of you to think about ways you can grow in your faith walk with Christ. You may not be able to attend a week of camp, but there are many different ways to find new forms of spiritual nourishment. It could be an addition to your prayer life, participating in a mission you are passionate about, or even serving one of our faithful Moravian church camps. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks for a wonderful week of Tar Hollow. Be with those campers and staff that are recovering from COVID-19. Help each and every one of us to be reminded that there are many new and exciting ways we can learn and grow with God. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn, The Church's One Foundation.
Is Jesus Christ the Lord?
now may the beauty of God be reflected in your eyes, the love of God reflected in your hands, the wisdom of God be reflected in your words, and the knowledge of God flow from your heart that all might see, and seeing, believe. Amen.